For Cesspool Cinema, it's not even a movie. I chose a show that's been around for a long time that I've never even seen. Badge, I don't even know if you've ever seen it. It's very popular, and the only thing I know about it is a few pop culture phrases that come from it. But this time around, I watched the whole show. You know what I'm alluding to?
I have no idea.
The Bachelor.
I hate you.
Out of its 28 seasons, I've never seen a minute of it. I only know that the roses thing happens. I only know that they marry them or they don't marry them. But I know it's still ultra popular to this day. So I said, season 28, let's give this a go. And I'm going to try to get you hooked, Badger.
Good luck, my friend.
All right, here we go. First shot we see is some dude crying like a bitch on the beach. Maybe sand has gotten his eye, or maybe he's a beta. We don't know. I assume this is a cutscene to the end of the show. Anyway, SUV is slowly moving its way to the teary-eyed bitch, and they shoot to one lone rose, right? That's all that's left. So intense, so stupid. There it is. 2 months earlier, here we go. They show this douche riding a motorcycle, trying desperately to look cool. His name's Joey, and I guess he's been on the show before, and he's been turned down by an ebony princess. He lives in Philadelphia. He loves his shitty family. They show him and his family. Talking about the upcoming experience, his sister says it's cringe to watch him make out with other women. They show him playing tennis without a shirt on and his curly hair flapping in the wind. He said he's ready to find his wife. He gets out of the limo, greets host Jesse Palmer, and starts rambling. Says he has the jitters and maybe the shits. Host says there's more women showing up tonight than there's been in any other season. So now we see the first set of whores. They pull up in the limo, and before they even get out, they start commenting on how fucking hot he is. Their vag must be pulsating at this point. They say he's a stud, and they yell Joey in unison. Lexi is out, and she says she has full-body chills and wants to be a mother, but has health issues and might not be able to breed. Up next, Rachel from Hawaii looks kind of manly, kind of like The Rock without the muscles. She gives him a lay. This bitch won't be picked, Badger.
The Rock without the muscle. What exactly does that mean?
She's manly. She's Hawaiian. You know, Rock's Hawaiian. She don't look good.
Right. So she doesn't have any muscles, but she just has like a manly build.
Yeah.
Dude, that's fucking scary.
Next, a dipshit waving a Canadian flag. Maria, and she's been single for 5 years.
Well, that's probably why she's been single for 5 years.
Yeah, because she just weighs it. She doesn't want casual dating, Badge. They then cut to her crawling on a bank of water. She tells them she'll leave Canada for him. She's weird as fuck.
Yes, I agree.
The next set of fame-hungry whores arrive. They are squealing like wounded hogs as they pull up. A bitch named Erica comes out with a speaker and starts dancing. They show her twerking with her mother. Says she has butterflies.
She's got butterflies, but she's going to twerk with mom.
Yeah. Huh? Butterflies in her stomach. Says the next couple weeks, she'll have a rock on her finger.
I have butterflies in my stomach, too.
The next bitch throws rose petals in the air. It's Autumn from St. Louis. Hopefully not East St. Louis. She asks what his favorite season is, and he says spring. She is let down.
Oh.
You get what she was trying to get at?
Yeah.
Yeah. Next chick, Kelsey from Nolens, and she gives him a voodoo doll. She doesn't like bad boys. She likes betas who treat her nice. Her mom is dead, and she's sad about that. She likes her dad, who is still alive.
Yeah. Sounds like her dad needs his ass beat, so she has a little more to cry about.
Next up, Krissa from Canada, eh? She tells him that she'll say yes if he decides to ask her to marry him. That's the first fucking thing you say? Now they speed up, making these cum dumpsters, their names flash all over the screen. You know, it's kind of like a montage. a lot of Canadians, one chick gives him a save the date card for their wedding. More montages, more whores, more fake combos. Okay, now, here's Allison. She's also from the city of Brotherly Aid. Her sister signed them up to do the show together. Well, that's a twist. They say that they will not tell anyone that they are sisters. Lauren comes in, and she is the older sister. So there's Allison, the younger, Lauren, the older. She challenged this loser to shotgun a beer with her, and she easily beats him because he's a beta.
The hell? That was the bachelor?
Yeah. She came out of the limo and was like, hey, man, blah, 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 let's shotgun a beer. He's like, oh, I've never done that. They shotgun a beer. She easily wins. What the fuck?
Maybe right? She should be the bachelor.
So he's met half of these skanks now. All right.
There's more?
Yo, 32 skanks on this season. 32 fucking skanks.
He's got to battle through all that.
Yeah, he's got to fuck them all.
Fuck them all and then just, like, quit the show.
Caitlin is dressed up and tells him she's a chemist. She has a beaker and she puts on goggles. They do an experiment. This bitch is really strange. Kelsey from Los Angeles, and she's very nervous. So she basically does, like, some fake chemistry thing, and she's like, oh, we have chemistry. Fucking cringy as shit.
That definitely sounds cringy.
Next chick shows up driving a go-kart. Jen is from Miami and tells him every day with her would be an adventure. Hopes he can keep up with her. Jen shows up on a boat. Oh, Jess shows up on a boat. Sorry, I'm already fucking up this season. And the boat's being pulled by a truck. So have you seen any of this?
I've not.
Yeah, this is fucking rough. Says a fucking captain joke. Says she just met her husband. She gives me serial killer vibes. Next girl shows up with Cheese Whiz. Another girl threw pizza dough at him. So it's just a lot of, like, novelty bullshit. One chick shows up with different cut lengths of banana and asks him what size of cock does he have. He picks a medium one. Another woman sat in the limo for a while, sexually grunting. A lot of chicks bring up tennis and have tennis props because this nerd plays tennis as a hobby. This show's hard to watch at this point. You play a lot of tennis?
4 score and several dicks ago, yeah.
Daisy pulls up with a Christmas tree and says she grew up on a tree farm. She says she started losing her hearing, but has some kind of implant to make her hear better. Hasn't fucked a guy since she's got her implant, but she can't wait to.
Oh, okay.
She can't wait to hear what sex will be like. Next chick is Leia from Hawaii. And they said she's been on the show before, and she's met this guy before, and she has a card that will change the show in some way. She said she wants to open the card with him. Oh, he's very intrigued. The girls say the envelope is freaking them out. They show the girls in the room together as they compliment this guy. He has a perfect face, perfect eyes, etc., etc. Joey G, the bachelor, walks in, and they're all standing up applauding this asshole. A lot of girls chant out that their boyfriend is here. Joey's excited. Says he teaches tennis to other feminine males. Says he wouldn't be there without having grandparents. Wants to find his doubles partner. He wants a girl that's like his grandparents. And I'm thinking, what, so dead? Or he's got one-on-one with some ditzy blonde who said she loves her grandparents too, and that they got married after 2 weeks of meeting.
Wow.
Yeah. So he says bye to Autumn, and he moves on to Erica. She's from Jersey, so she's probably a trash human. She likes to dance. She says she has spunk. Maybe he'll spunk on her later.
Or spunk in her later.
Next up, Jess. They go set on a boat. She says she loves that she has sisters. They start kissing. Tongues are flying everywhere. She says she's falling in love, and he's her future husband. She immediately tells all the girls that they kissed. These sluts are pissed now. Jess is 24, but she looks like she's in her mid-40s at best. A lot of these girls look busted. Jin from Miami is riding go-karts outside with this tennis-loving loser. Maybe he'll serve her some wang later.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck yeah, they're kissing too. She felt a spark. Now he's teaching Medina how to swing a tennis racket. This is, oh man, there's so much tennis bullshit going on, Badge. So now a montage of random convos, tricks pretty much. Chicks trying to impress him. Chandler is mad ugly. The deaf chick is overwhelmed with trying to hear people. She tells him her grandpa dressed as Santa says there's more to her than an ear implant.
Yeah, she's also half Santa.
She's not only deaf, she has crazy crow's feet. He says he's captivated by this bitch, and then tonsil hockey occurs. She says kissing him is better than Christmas or some bullshit. The host arrives with a first impression rose and walks out. Jess, the chick he kissed first, interrupts another girl's conversation with Joey G and says she wants to talk to him again. Jess apologizes to Taylor, but Taylor cold shoulders her. Jess tells Joey G that she wants him to know that she wants him the most. This hoe be thirsty. Taylor asks to talk to Jess alone. Catfight time, maybe?
It's always catfight time on this show.
They just get snippy with each other. Jess is coming off as kind of a dipshit. The sisters break the news to each other, to the other girls, that they are sisters. The older one says that she needs a man more because her biological clock is ticking. I thought they were keeping this a secret. Because remember earlier they said, we're sisters, we're going to keep this a secret. It wasn't even done with the first fucking night.
Right.
They've already came out with their sisters.
Not a secret.
Yeah. Joey G is talking to one of the slutty sisters. It was the older one. She says that he looks like a good kisser and wants to find out if he is. But then the other sister steals him away. Goddamn, Badge. And boom, this bitch starts kissing on him.
Yeah, these sisters are going to fight.
Yeah. The older sister is in shock and says she needs to drink. Then they come up and tell him that they're sisters. So it's cool.
So fucking cool.
It's so fucking cool.
So
dude.
Cool.
Leia finally opens this envelope, and it says she can steal a one-on-one date whenever she pleases. Damn, I don't know what the fuck that means, but I'm personally pumped. Are you?
I'm super duper pumped.
She feels bad she can steal another girl's date. She meets with Joey G to tell him about this envelope. They're making more out of this than they should. You know, they're making this like in fucking intense bullshit. She tells the other girls why crying uncontrollably, and once she catches her breath, she tells these broads about the card that she had. Tons of manufactured drama. Leia goes to the fireplace and burns the card to the excitement of the girls. She just throws that envelope in bed. Son of a
shit.
Some girls are getting anxious because they can't score time with Joey G. Lexi from Toronto tells Joey G she wants to play golf with him and her dad and brother, and they start Frenching it up. He says he feels special. Maria says she's not kissing him because he's been kissing all these other hoes. Now time for her one-on-one. She asks him if he likes horror movies. I feel like this bitch is getting eliminated quick. Maria, she's fucking weird as shit. Asks for his top three movies. He says, Remember the Titans. She says that's weird and says, why not The Wedding Singer?
What?
Right.
Didn't she ask about horror movies?
She asked about horror movies.
Right. Remember the Titans comes up and she says, what about The Wedding Singer?
Ask for his sign and more awkward bullshit. And then she kisses him. She couldn't resist it. She's also ugly as a motherfucker. Joey G now appears in front of all these ladies and grabs a first impression rose. You know all about this?
I do.
He grabs the rose and gives it to Leia, the girl he's met before, that burned the envelope, right? She's a good bitch. Girls are crying. Leia and Joey G are making out now. Are you turned on at this point?
Dude, I have a semi-chub.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not fully chubbed up yet.
Well, you will be.
Yeah, let's keep going.
She said it was an out-of-body experience. The host tells the sluts to get ready because a couple of these broads are going home tonight. The 32 ladies of the night, they're lined up. Stack of roses, a tennis-loving douche handing them out. The suspense is not killing me. The younger sister gets the first rose, and the older sister tells her to fuck off. Tells her to fuck off.
Damn.
Fast forward. Final rose time. Older sister is still there. Ugly-ass Chandler is still there. And some rando named Sandra. He picks the older sister with the last rose, bad. And the older sister goes, well, you waited till the end, you know. Oh, fuck. He eliminates ugly-ass Chandler and Sandra and some other chick. And two of them are women of color, so we already know Joey G is a racist.
What the fuck?